These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on August 26, 2022. The Israeli spyware company NSO Group's CEO Shalev Hulio stepped down effective immediately, replacing the role by COO Yaron Shohat on an interim basis. Reuters sources say the company will cut 100 employees as part of an overall reorganization. Former Twitter security head Pieter Zatko filed a formal complaint with the Federal Trade Commission and Securities and Exchange Commission and Department of Justice, alleging Twitter has extremely egregious deficiencies in defense against hackers and has done little to combat spam. The Washington Post reports the complaint includes an accusation Twitter deceived the FTC, violating a 2011 agreement with the agency by falsely claiming it had a security plan when half the servers were still running vulnerable software. The complaint further claims Twitter is ignoring bots, failed to delete accounts as requested by users, and too many internal people have access to sensitive user data. Zatko will testify before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on September 13th to discuss his allegations of widespread security failures and foreign state actor interference at Twitter. Ireland's Data Protection Commission and France's CINAHL data regulator both confirmed they were investigating Zatko's allegations as well. LastPass confirmed threat actors breached its developer environment, ultimately exfiltrating source code and proprietary technical information. There is no evidence that customer data or encrypted password vaults were compromised. And finally, DoorDash confirmed a data breach at a third-party vendor exposed some customers' personal information. A small percentage of delivery drivers had names, phone numbers, and email addresses accessed. DoorDash confirmed to TechCrunch that the breach was related to the phishing campaign that compromised Twilio earlier this month. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.